I would like to welcome you to this time of meditation, and I would also like you to welcome your own self, remembering that each time we make the journey to the cushion, to the chair, we are making a journey within that is of intrinsic value. It does not have to prove itself to us each time, because over time it softens us. It makes us more spacious in our thinking, in our responsiveness, and in our willing, in what we're choosing and in how we are being. And most of us need that softening, because what meditation also teaches us is where we are unnecessarily defended, and where we could also have greater clarity, including about our boundaries. One of you asked me yesterday a very beautiful private question about selflessness, which is a very confusing ideal. It doesn't mean forsaking the self. It means recognizing that our actions and our choices have consequences, and so do other people's. And it also asks of us that we simultaneously take care of ourselves and of others. I think those of us who've been spiritually formed in a Christian context have a lot of difficulty with the notion of service and selflessness. But we cannot serve others in a truly generous way when we abandon the gifts of our own life. And we cannot serve the gifts of this particular life in its particularities. We cannot serve that when we abandon ourselves. So this is something that we discover through experience, and even more through our reactions to experience. So along with softening and strengthening, I want to add another word that meditation gives us, which is and I'm choosing between two words here because it's subtle skillfulness and skillful subtleness. So I think that really can be summed up by discernment. And how does meditation give this to us? It gives it to us by allowing us to experience, not just to see, that we can observe our own thoughts. We often discount or find the arising of thought within our time that we call meditation unwelcome. We sometimes think we should not have thoughts arising. even if we are following the instructions of our meditation teacher and not running after them. However, there's more to it than that, because as thoughts arise and fall, we are also becoming more intimate with the compassionate observer. With the compassionate observer within our own greater mind. Maybe not so much within our familiar mind of cognition, but within the greater mind, which is the place, the experience, the harmonizer of greater mind and more gloriously still of our natural mind. Our natural mind is another way of talking about our soul. The soul can only be natural. The conditioned mind is very conditioned. And the nature of our natural mind is healing, is infinitely spacious. How could it be anything else when it is also eternal? So, in the time that we have left, and we have all the time in the world left, because in meditation we are also experiencing the infinity of time, the timelessness of time. In the time we have left, all of time, we can experience the dance, and very particularly the pausing and the resting of familiar mind in, of, with, beyond, into natural mind, greater mind, soul, heart, mystical heart, spaciousness, infinite awareness, eternity, heaven. When I ask you in a few moments to allow yourself to rest your mind in greater mind and not to be even the least bit devastated when you forget moments later, and then you simply reach out, as Thich Nhat Hanh would say, darling, darling, to the conditioned mind, to those wayward thoughts, to those habitual thoughts, and you bring them back and you say, darling. Because that would bring a smile to your face and that would relax your being. Darling, you can rest in timelessness. You can be softened in timelessness. Because you, as you, thoughts are softened, so am I. So am what I call I. My familiar self, I. Sometimes we use a mantra to soften the heart. Come, Lord, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Om Shanti, I am a being of peace. And sometimes the invitation to softening can be even more explicit. Darling, to thoughts, you can rest in the spaciousness of greater mind. So today I'm going to leave you in silence now, and I'm going to trust you that you can move from awareness of feet and where they meet the ground and stay there as long as you want, moving from there to awareness of where you are held by the chair or by the cushion, and that you will sink into that holding for as long as you need. And that you will bring awareness then, whenever you are ready, to your heart, to your physical heart, with such gratitude, and to your mystical heart, to the temple of your being. And that you will then bring your awareness just when you're ready to your face, and you will look through the eyes of the beloved, accepting your face. And all that you face. And then you will bring your awareness through the mystery and magic of consciousness to your whole self. And you might, for a moment, allow yourself to know at a very deep level what will bring that whole self greater peace. And then you will return with ease and trust to the spaciousness of greater mind, of naturalness, of soul. I will ring the bell and bring you back to awareness of this room. Practicing gentleness itself, bringing your awareness now to the room that we're sharing, to your own body, to your breath that has breathed you throughout this time, taking a few moments of gratitude just for, supremely for the breath, the inhalation, the exhalation. The rise and fall of your chest, of your belly. The feel of the air on your skin. The arising of this moment that hasn't been before. Generating loving kindness for ourselves first, we will say 5 times. May I be well and happy. 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 Generating loving kindness for those who are in prisons of any kind. And this morning I'm thinking particularly of those who have no silence because of their mental illnesses, who are followed everywhere by voices. Arising out of our gift of silence this morning, can we particularly send loving kindness to them? May we be well and happy. 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 I'm thinking also of those who have the torment of chronic physical pain. We feel so depleted by bursts of temporary pain. Let that knowledge generate not just compassion, loving kindness for those who have chronic pain. May they be well and happy. 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 I'm thinking now of all those who bring joy to our world, to our personal world, to our greater world. Let's open our hearts to them also. With such gratitude. And let us be one of them. May we be well and happy. 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 And finally, through that great gift of the human imagination, let our thoughts encircle the world from this place, including all living forms, all those about to be born, and all those who will be leaving their bodies soon or soon, and all those who care for them, and all those who don't care for them, holding our entire family of being, all those life forms, great and small. May we be well and happy. 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 Om Shanti.